USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three leaders, including President Trump, signed the pact that replaces NAFTA.
The signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal, the United States Mexico Canada Agreement. So important.
The president signing it at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina, which is just underway.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors, including our farming, manufacturing, and service industries.
The president signing the deal with the Canadian Prime Minister and the Mexican President. Today marks the end of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, an active one that had 15 named storms and 8 hurricanes, including hurricanes Michael and Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Law enforcement mourning the loss of another one of its own.
A U.S. Marshal was shot and killed while serving a felony warrant.
That's the chief of police in Tucson, Arizona, where the agent was killed trying to serve the warrant against a man suspected of stalking another law enforcement officer. That suspect's now in custody. Flooding is now causing some big problems in those burn areas of Northern California. Torrential rains yesterday were hitting Butte County, forcing a temporary closure of Highway 99 and sparking evacuations in some hills surrounding the town of Paradise, which was virtually destroyed by the recent campfire. Pressure from Congress now convincing the Veterans Affairs Department to pay student veterans all the benefits they're due under the Forever GI Bill. That after VA officials had said that they would not retroactively pay vets who were underpaid because of a computer error. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate's only black Republican is killing a controversial judicial nomination from the Trump administration. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says he'll oppose the nomination of Thomas Farr to a U.S. District Court seat in North Carolina because of Farr's involvement in voter suppression tactics aimed at minorities. Scott's vote combined with Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, who is refusing to support any judicial nominations until the Senate votes on a bill to protect the special counsel, will sink Farr's chances of being confirmed. Payless Shoe Store is now returning money to so-called social media influencers, as it now admits it fooled them. The retail chain, known for cheap prices, wanted to show off its fashionable shoes, so it invited about 80 so-called influencers to the grand opening of an upscale shoe store at a Los Angeles mall. The store was not said to be related to Payless at all, although it was called Palessi, P-A-L-E-S-S-I. The influencers went on to spend over $3,000 on shoes. When some found out later that they'd been tricked, they complained, and now Payless execs say they'll return the money, and they just wanted to show that their shoes are not only cheap, but some of them are also very fashionable. And in Vienna, authorities say some professional thieves have stolen a Renoir painting worth about $182,000 from an auction house. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.